I never really had any intention of making a podcast. You know, I always wanted to help inspire other people. That I did have in mind, but a podcast I never thought of. But I saw that Paul Jarvis of the Creative Class, he posed a challenge. He said, you know, get moving, start doing something, make a podcast. And he challenged his readers to make 3 podcasts and put them out for June 15th. So I decided I should give it a try. Thought about it. I realized, you know, many times in my life I've made attempts at trying to write blog pieces or do different things to help motivate and inspire other people. But I lacked consistency. I'd go from, I'd do a little bit here and then a little bit, you know, a couple months from now, and I wouldn't really get anywhere. So I just really decided I wanted to make some progress. I wanted to be able to finally see if I can and get this ball rolling. You know, we always want to start things. We want to do it, but, you know, life gets in the way, and before you know it, 6 months have gone by, and you still haven't gotten anywhere. So many times in my life, I've spoken to people, and they tell me, you know, they're not happy with their current situation, not happy with life, or they're not happy with their job, or whatever it might be. They're just not feeling the way they feel like they should be. So I asked them, you know, what makes you happy? You know, what makes you feel fulfilled? You know, when you can figure that out, then you can zoom in on that. Perhaps that's where you can find that gift that you have. We all have a gift. You have one, I have one, but you need to find it. Then once you find it, that's step one. Now that you know what your gift is, you got to go for it. You got to get in on it. Do a little bit today, then do a little bit tomorrow. Eventually, you'll start to find your rhythm. At first, you know, for sure, whatever your gift is, you're going to be probably pretty bad at it. You know, you probably, you know, you don't have to be right out of the gate, be number one player in your game. You know, I have no doubt that you're probably going to be pretty bad right at the beginning. No one expects you to be perfect. But this is day one. Just start today. Whatever your gift might be, just do a little bit of it today. And then tomorrow, do a little bit more. And today you're going to improve. And then tomorrow you're going to improve. And if you keep going, little by little, you're just going to keep improving. And then eventually you're going to be pretty good at it. It's slowly but surely. You just got to keep going. You will get better. Just go with your gift. Just get it going. Start it going. And just keep on going. Soon it'll start to open up. You'll start to really start feeling it. You'll get into a groove. You'll start to delve into it. You know, you'll start to really start living your gift. Then, you know, new opportunities are going to start to open up. And you're able to share your gift with others. Eventually, you'll become to be known for your gift. They'll know that you're the one who has that special talent. When people think of that thing, they'll think of you. You know, God gave you this gift. And for this gift, that's why the world was created. You're actualizing who you are and who you were born to be. This entire world was made so that you could have a place and a set of circumstances with which you can give over your gift to the entirety of mankind. It's incumbent upon you to make your gift a reality. That's why you're here. That's why you've been given it, because the world needs for you to do it. It all starts with day one. It all starts with just a little bit of effort, followed by a little bit more. Today I'm making this podcast because I want to make a little effort. I want to make a little movement. Then tomorrow, we'll do a little bit more. And that's what you got to do. Just the movement is what you need. Just start that progress. Start moving. That form of progress is what gets you from here to there. You know, no one wakes up and they're, you know, a movie star or an award-winning athlete or the best in their field. It's a long, long road to success. But the good news is that the path, the GPS, is pre-programmed into you. Your success is waiting for you at the end of that road. All you have to do is get up and go for it. Are you just going to leave your gifts at the end of the road? Leave all your dreams just hanging out there by themselves, abandoned? This world needs for you to get up and go claim what is rightfully yours. You can't get there today, but you can get closer. Just take another step, and you'll get closer. And eventually, if you keep going, keep that movement going, you'll get there. Because that's where that road leads. It leads to the ultimate success of your goal, that which you are created for. But if you don't get up and you just hear this tape and then go back about your business, then you're leaving your gift out there all alone, just abandoned. But the world needs for you to get up and go claim your gift. Go claim what's rightfully yours. And you know who needs it? You need it. This is for you. It's your gift, and that's what you have to do. You have to get up today and start moving towards it. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. You'll get there. It'll be hard. Yeah, life's going to throw many difficulties at your way, but that's part of life. That is life. There'll always be something that gets in the way. Right now, you're getting in the way. You're getting in the way of reaching your success. You just got to get up and go for it. Find out what you love. Find what makes you fulfilled. Find that thing that you love. You know, you could have a job that you don't like, or a life that you don't like, or circumstances that you don't like, but you have full capability to go and change it regardless of your situations. Even if you have kids, you have bills, whatever it might be, you start. You start just today, you do a little bit, and you know, you find 10 minutes in your day. You have time if you look for it. You've got 10 minutes here. Start working on it. Start honing your craft. Just do a little bit here and there. Start seeking out times. And if you start looking for those times, you'll find more and more of it. And you'll get better at it. And you'll get better at your gift. And you'll just keep getting better. And you'll fulfill that which you were created for. You got to follow that dream. It won't just go away. You have that dream. That's why you think about it all the time. It's in the back of your head. You know what I'm talking about. It's in the back of your head, and it just tells you, you know you want to do it. But I have to do this. But I have kids. But I have to go to work. But I have to pay my bills. It's all the excuses that get in the way of you fulfilling it. You can do it. You think it's out of your reach, but it's right there. It's already reaching out to you. All you have to do is go and get it. Go and get it.